Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about some Outside Lands single day tickets?
Oh, that sounds great.
Doesn't that sound pretty good? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got them all day long. Right now, take the word together. T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, and text that word to our contest line, together. Our contest line is 20357. So easy. Text together to 20357, and you're in. You've got your chance to pick your day tickets to Outside Lands. Together is this hour's code word. Doja Cat Friday, Gracie Abrams Saturday, Hozier on Sunday, and so many more. It's a long list of bands all the days. August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park. These tickets are courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. This hour's code word is together.
I've definitely become a Hozier guy. He's good. Mm. I like that kid.
Yeah.
I mean, man, whatever.
It was the You're Too Sweet song that did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The lately I've been, every time I do, I hear take me to, drag me to brunch, I always think it's of it as like take me to church.
I like that song too,
Sundays
though.
When mm-hmm. you go to brunch, you know. But I would never yell to take me to church. So
no, you wouldn't.
No. You can go to church. I'll stay here and have some Ex Benedict and brunch. Outside Land, single day tickets. We've got them all day. So we've got them now. Right now, together is this hour's code word, 20357. Mason has a pair at 12:05. Jane has them every hour today in her show. 3, 4, 5, and 6 o'clock. On the fives, please. Together, this hour's code word. Demi Lovato got married over the weekend. Good for Demi. She got married Sunday in Santa Barbara. Just lovely.
It's a great town.
Lucky guy is Canadian singer-songwriter Jordan Lutz, who goes by the name Jutes.
Okay.
Jutes. Because everybody shortens their name up and has a cool name. He's 34. She's 32. She is in, I believe this is a Vivian Westwood gown.
Mm.
Do I have that right? Do you see it anywhere? Oh, there it is. Yep. A pearl white Vivian Westwood dress. It is stunning. She looks amazing. So it's off the shoulder, very tight, sort of through the waist area, but not a big flouncy skirt. It just, it's beautiful. Long train. And it's just, she looks absolutely stunning. One of the things I noticed about her is on her shoulder, if you zoom in on, I guess that's her right shoulder, she has the most beautiful tattoo. It's the lightest little spider web that kind of goes over the, but it's the thinnest line.
Yeah,
it's not like
I can't even see it from here.
You know what? I could do it on the.
No. You don't need to do it.
But anyways, it's just beautiful.
Sort of transparent that it just sort of blends in.
Which is the way a spider web is. It's like such a, you can only even see it in certain lights. It's really pretty. She just looks very, very pretty, and it's a.
It is a glamorous looking dress.
And yet remains somewhat demure. It's very important.
I like the one that my wife wore. My buddy has posted.
Oh, she looks so pretty in that.
She did look great. My buddy posted one. They got married. I want to say it must have been the early 90s. She wore what looked like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All super glamorous and beautiful with a short skirt.
Oh.
And I don't know. It just didn't work. For me, and I'm like, I love legs, but it's like if you put on a tuxedo with shorts.
Right.
It just didn't.
I've seen some, actually, I haven't seen them recently, and I was going through wedding marriage magazines, dress magazines, but for a while there I was seeing, it was like a short skirt, but then there was a big skirt around it. Like, so there was some leg in the front.
Yeah, this is just a short skirt.
I don't know if they're still
well
doing
above
that.
The knees. And whenever they repost it, I think, wow, that really does look like a tuxedo top.
You can kind of see her. Can you zoom in on that, Maddie, or no?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's super light.
Right there, she's got a neck. She looks beautiful.
She does. She looks absolutely gorgeous. Demi Lovato's who we're talking about. She got married over the weekend. I guess these two met. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter named Jordan Lutz. So now I guess she's Demi Lutz. Demi Lutz Lovato. And they met during a writing session for her album Holy F. and went public with their relationship in August of 2022. He proposed in December of 2023, and now here we are, Memorial Day 2025, and they've tied the knot. They're saying here the only celebrity who's been mentioned in any of the coverage of this is Paris Hilton, who supposedly did an impromptu DJ set at the reception. That's hot.
She
was amazing.
We listened to a lot of her at home, and I've never listened to anything off of this album.
Of Holy F?
What's Holy F.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Holy F? I don't, you know what?
I'm looking at the song titles.
Can't name
and I'm
a single
going,
song of hers.
A Confident is a hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's one.
Cool for the Summer.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a hit. Mm-hmm.
That's a song. Yep. My brother likes her. He's got a daughter.
Yeah, I mean, when your kids really, listen to yeah. something you and you hear it and you go, this isn't horrible.
Right.
I can listen to this. I'm not going to die from it. As opposed to some of the others where you're like, I got to go.
Although I've ruined stuff. Like my son has turned me on to a couple things that I like, then I love it. And he'll walk in and I'm singing it, you know, along with the kitchen bitch. And he's just like, oh, God. And then I, you know, it ceases to come out of his room anymore. Just like, oh, sorry, don't share things you like with me. This is interesting. Chrissy Teigen is love. She's beautiful. And I am not judging when I say she has one of the biggest foreheads you've ever seen in your life. Like she just has a very, very tall forehead. And she's saying that after she had kids, and you had mentioned this, you do lose a lot of hair. Like you lose no hair while you're pregnant. And then the minute
look at
you
what
have
happened
kids,
to me.
Yes, that's not all from kids. You had that before you had kids.
Don't say that.
I don't
want
to, you know, I don't want to spoil it for you. But
look at me.
I've known you for.
Look
really
at what
long.
They did
no,
to me.
They didn't.
Ding, kids.
So she says that her hairline receded even further. So I wouldn't have noticed it, but she's posted up some pictures of herself. I mean, other than she's always had kind of a five head, which is fine. As a person who has bangs because I'm a five head, I feel her.
It's always refreshing when you throw in, you know, a real life comment from your own life. That's
well,
great.
That's, you know, why I have bangs. So she had a hairline lowering procedure. She says, I lost a lot in the front from babies, and it's just always been very thin up there. And when you see it on a carpet, it's always extensions. So she posted up, there's the picture of her just from the hospital. And she's got sort of like a face wrap on. It's like a crown over her head and pretty low down. Like, I don't know how far down she's going. And I have not seen an after shot yet.
I'm not buying that this was just a hair thing because of the way her face is wrapped. It looks like she might have had some other work done.
It is
too.
Pretty wrapped.
It does yeah. look
like
really.
That doesn't, because guys get hair transplants all the time, you know?
I know.
And you'd have to, if you had them, you'd have to keep going and getting them because they can't just, they're not cemented in,
well,
right?
She is showing, well, I think it's above this in this particular story. They're right there. You can see showing a little bit of her hairline. You can see that they've done some. Like she had a pretty distinct hairline and it looks a little bit. So she's showing a little and she's saying, I will show you more as it gets done. And then eventually I'm sure she'll put a side by side before and after. But I thought, oh, that's interesting. Because as you said, lots and lots of dudes do this. That's why the face wrapping is confusing.
Well, like,
unless she got a strip of skin taken out somehow and then just pulled her hair forward. The only thing I could think of. Like,
oh,
why
my
does
God.
She, I don't know.
It is cool that she's so open about this, though, because so many people would just get this done and hide.
She actually, you know, one thing she was really open about a few years ago was she was quitting drinking. And she's now, because she's so public about everything, and she's drinking again.
Oh, and, really? Well, yes. You know, the whole quitting drinking thing, I could be wrong. I get all of my celebrity trash comes from Sarah, and I hope to remember it, but you never know. All right, with that qualifier, she'd been called out for being a raging C-word and had bullied some young girl to the point
Was it Courtney Stodden?
It was that girl. And that girl said, she said, I should go kill myself, among other things. And once that was out, she suddenly was not the red hot social influencer that she was.
Right.
She'd suddenly come back down to earth still had, you know, a famous husband and all, but, and was still, you know, beautiful.
Yep.
But had been called out in a way. And I think she pulled that, I drink too much, as a way of saying, that's why I did that.
Well, maybe that's part of it. But I think that she actually, first she went dark, but then she started talking about how she was trying to, and listen, people can be a-holes, and it takes someone really calling them out sometimes for them to take a good look in the mirror. It actually, some of the things she said made me feel like she took a really good look in the mirror. She didn't say anything about me, so I'm like not mad at her or anything. Plus, you know, sisterhood of the five head, so. But, whatever. She's just not a factor in my life. But I do think that I read the story. I always debate like whether or not I should be like, oh, this person's on the wagon or off the wagon or whatever. I don't necessarily want you to feel like I'm doing those stories because I know that you are an alcoholic. So for her, because she was sort of explaining it away, like I was having trouble with that, but now I don't want you to judge me because I am trying to have a better relationship with it. Like she may have done exactly what you said. Like,
I hope
need to take a look.
Yeah, I hope she can go back to drinking and it's not a problem.
Right.
I already have done all the testing needed. It's not an option for me.
The research has been done.
So
right. Let me just give this another try.
Yeah, I did that a million times before I finally went.
This time I'll do this.
There's no combination or, you know, that will work for me. That said, I hope she is better. I hope she can drink, and I hope she doesn't tell young people to kill themselves online because that is...
That's not what you do.
It is...
It's toxic.
I mean, I can say I've never done that.
Right. Good. I'm just glad you can say that.
Never have done that. I've never even thought that, much less put it down and hit send.
You know, I wonder too, she is still very prominent on social media. And I wonder if that just became because everyone was saying stuff about her and she was like, I'm thick skinned or whatever. I'm sure people were telling her you should kill yourself. And so she turned it around and threw it at somebody else. And honestly, that's one of the reasons I effing hate social media. I feel like it is not doing really anybody any favors. Yeah, you can promote your thing. Yes, you can go for the likes or whatever it is. But honestly, you know, put your phone down and go camping for the weekend.
Yeah.
Take lots of pictures to post on social. Billy Joel is in the news. He has had to cancel all future shows because of a brain disorder. So this is everything scheduled. The brain disorder is called normal pressure hydrocephalus, or apparently NPH for short. Basically, it's when there's excess cerebrospinal fluid in the brain's ventricles, which I didn't even know it had.
Neil Patrick Harris?
NPH.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's funny. Good one. Right? Because that's what people call him, too. Billy Joel says, I'm sincerely sorry to disappoint our audience, and thank you for understanding. His team put out a statement talking about the condition and saying that it had gotten worse because of recent performances. He fell recently. And so he's been having issues with his hearing, his vision, his balance. And they said, under his doctor's instructions, Billy's undergoing specific physical therapy and has been advised to refrain from performing during the recovery period. So he's not saying this is forever, but he's saying everything that was on the schedule is not on the schedule anymore. We'll see how it goes. And Billy's wife, Alexis, thanked fans for their love and support. We are so grateful to the wonderful care and swift diagnosis.
What's the daughter's name?
Alexa.
Oh, okay.
But that's not Alexis's daughter.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that's very strange that he's got two.
Alexis, Alexa.
Yeah.
Sorry,
no, I know
I don't
that
mean
is.
Waking up your kitchen thing.
Isn't that Christie Brinkley's kid?
I'm not positive whose kid is what. There's a Christie Brinkley video. It does say of Billy and their daughter Alexa, but I thought Alexa had dark hair. And in this one, she's got very long blonde hair. She looks more like her daughter Sailor.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
But so I don't know what's
what.
She is
the daughter
here.
Of Christie Brinkley.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Alexa is too?
Yeah.
Oh. And then maybe this other girl is the one that she had with the other guy that Peter or something or other.
I'm happy that he's been able to get back out and rebuild his wealth. He's one of the guys that got robbed by a family member, like put someone in charge and then found out he was broke.
Mm.
Broke. And so
can you imagine?
No. there you are thinking that somebody's taking care of you.
Yeah.
And you find out they've been taking it all.
Yeah. So everybody's wishing him well. Apparently, this is apparently not necessarily the end. But he's an older guy now. How old is he? I'm going to look him up real quick and tell you. Billy Joel age. He is 76. Oh, that's actually even younger than I thought. So at 76, he's stepping back for a minute.
It was his brother-in-law.
Oh, that's awful.
Awful. It looks like he sold stole at least $90 million from Billy Joel.
Wow. Oh, my God.
What do you do with all that?
So, yeah, then can they not make him sell all the stuff and get the money back? Because why can't we have
they say
the
here
$90 million
the,
back?
The guy was his former brother-in-law, Frank Weber. Weber allegedly stole millions through various schemes, including taking out loans, making speculative investments that lost money, double billing Billy Joel for the work he was doing.
Jesus.
And Joel sued him for, looks like, at least $90 million. Yikes.
Mm.
Meanwhile, you're out on the road. You just hope that everything's good.
Right. Yeah, when I come home, I'll just...
You're building a fortune. Right. Why would you have to worry about it?
Because I know what a big Robin Williams fan you are.
I am.
The movie Popeye.
Yeah.
That he did. They say, that here's the headline. 1980s Robin Williams hit Popeye, fueled by cocaine, says mogul Barry Diller. Apparently what was happening, they were filming this in some kind of an island paradise setup, right? Because you know, there's Popeye. He's the sailor man.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I want to say I saw it was Malta or something. Oh, there it is. Yeah. So Robin Williams, Shelley Duvall, this whole movie, that Popeye back in the days in the 80s.
You see it?
I did. Did you?
I did too. Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, me too. And so the cocaine did not hurt the movie. However, how they were getting it there, apparently, so they were filming in Malta and then the film cans would be sent back to L.A. and then more film would come back to them. And they were using the film cans to smuggle boatloads of cocaine to these guys. They say it was knee deep on this set.
That's the 80s.
Yikes.
That is the 80s. It was a big part of the record business, too. People making records were like, let's just work for 3 days straight.
Why would we ever stop? We're on a roll. And the coke is... fully available to us. I don't know. It's just a really funny story. I was going to post that up if anybody wants to read it.
I don't know how, honestly, but I'm a person that's already hyper, so I never really liked stimulants. I was always a downer guy. But I've never done that 2 days in a row. I don't know how anyone would wake up after being on that and go, we should do that again.
Mm.
Super
start
fun.
The day off, you know?
You did that right away.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I did that with booze, so I shouldn't say.
But the I started radio in the late 80s, and the radio station I worked at, you know, the razor blades to cut tape.
Yes.
They were used for lots of other stuff, too. Yeah.
Right there in the station.
Oh, right there. You could see on the counter all the marks from people chopping.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it was just.
That's you
just
saw that, too?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that.
We know what to look for.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, I didn't.
I feel like licking razor blades.
Yeah. Can't say that I never did that.
You licked a razor blade.
I've licked many a razor blade in my day. I know how.
You're
don't
gnarly.
Worry, I'm not cutting my. Didn't cut my. What do you think? I'm licking it like this?
I don't know what you're doing. Why are you licking razor blades?
Because somebody used those and you'd be like, oh, what's going on? You could take your fingers and go like that, too.
And that was enough of a bump to get you to the next thing.
Well, no, but it would be fun for a second. And then you'd be like, oh.
You know what I need?
More. Okay, Ben, what do you got coming up?
Well, we've got...
It's a very druggy show, by the way.
Something called Toxic Positivity.
Oh.
And more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at
97.3. Wah, 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 whoa. I didn't mean to ruin the song for anybody. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. Plus, links to all our personal profiles from the station.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. It's official. The Argus readers have voted. Oh. Fremont Bank is the best bank in Fremont. Fremont Bank has over 20 branches across the Bay Area and offers clients full banking services.
Sweet.
The bank's been around for 61 years, and they're here for you and here for good.
Oh.
Today's a good day to discover FremontBank.com. So check them out right over there at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. Possibly seeing some morning clouds. Looks like the coast is kind of socked in, but you will see plenty of sunshine today and a high of about 80 in some spots.
That's hot.
And we'll see even hotter towards the end of the week, like 90s.
That's hot.
Yeah, that is hot. I don't like that. I don't want 90s.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not
into it. Whatever you think.
Whatever I think.
Yeah.
I think we should take our shirts off.
What?
You heard me. I mean, why not? Whatever
it's
I think.
So hot. I was just thinking maybe we could turn on the air conditioning, but.
Okay, so we're not doing that.
We're not doing that. Solid suggestion, but no.
Okay. Well, I mean, you said whatever I think.
HR.
Hey.
I was just agreeing with you about
the
weather.
She said whatever I think.
It's too hot. I was going along with it.
All right, here's what's happening. So this is interesting to me for a couple reasons. Number one, it was strange to see Elon Musk come on as this almost tech superhero guy for a while there.
Yeah.
And then, as happens to almost everybody, eventually he came down, you know, real life got caught up to him and he came down to Earth. Mm. And now he's, depending on your politics, he's among the most hated or continues to be beloved.
Both of those things.
I still think he's super smart. That never changed. Tesla's Optimus robot.
Yeah. What's going on with this? This is scary because this is AI and a thing with, you know, that can hold a knife.
So just last week, we were talking about how Waymo is expanding their robot or driverless cars is the way to word that. And they're now in this going to be in Southern California and they're in the South Bay.
Oh, this is interesting.
And so when I read that article, it said, and Tesla's cyber cab, I think they're calling it, will be released soon too. They're going to be putting that first driving in Texas, like Austin, and then it will also show up here. And so that's like the start of Tesla's next big thing. But meanwhile, in the background is this Optimus robot, and they say it's stunned the world by mastering trash removal, vacuuming, and complex cleaning with human-like skill. So this is, and it's 5'8". It's a full-sized humanoid.
Yeah.
It's going to cost.
It's crazy.
They're calling it cheap. As to get something that does this, if it in fact does what they say it does, they say this will cost between $20,000 and $30,000, and that it's cheap considering what other humanoid robots would cost you. So relatively is, I guess, what the word. You know what?
This is where I stop liking AI.
The robot, again, 5'8".
Everybody, rent iRobot. Is that the name of the one where they're all, there's the old ones and the prime directive is you won't harm a human and then they're, And then all there's like the bad ones that come in and give the good ones a bad name, and they're, I don't know if it's iRobot or not.
It might be one of those, we hope, like they're not saying we hope, they're saying this should be available by the end of this year.
You know, I've been looking at this.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, so they made however many this year. It is remarkable. And they're looking at something like 50,000 of these available next year, and then more and more as they can make each other. So it's,
that's another thing he was saying, and I'm talking about Elon now, was saying he's going to be using these in the Tesla factories. So they'll be building cars for the company.
And I was actually thinking maybe you were going to say that these Optimus robots were going to be driving the cars. So your cyber taxi has an AI.
I don't know that you need that. Why bother?
Yeah,
Sell that thing for 20 or 30K. Sit it down in a car that can already do its own thing. Mm. But anyway, they're coming out this year.
If you get one, be very, very nice to it. This is where to me, I'm like, AI is great because it can't walk, it can't talk, it's in a computer, I can unplug it. Even if it's yelling at me, I could like huck it across the room. It doesn't have hands. That has hands, arms, it can run, it can carry you, it can pick you up by a leg and drop you off a bridge.
The latest video demonstrations highlight the ability to perform variety of household chores, from picking up a trash bag, opening the bin lid, to sweeping food from countertops. The robot can vacuum floors, open cabinets, even stir food in a pot. They say the dexterity is...
It's still not optimal. Like, I'm watching this exact thing that you're talking about, and it weirdly has moments where it seems quite human, and other times where it's like stirring the vegetables like, no.
Well, no, I agree, but I first of all, these are the early robots. Yes. Second of all, you know, the whole pulling a piece of paper towel off of the roll seems like the robot would just destroy the roll.
But it doesn't. Yet, he knows to hold it and pull.
Right.
At the right amount of force.
They say the robot's ability
because
to perform...
Because it's AI.
It can press a microwave button and close curtains without damaging anything. So these are coming, and hopefully by the end of the year. Yikes. Can we get Scott Budman on sometime? Maybe not this week, maybe next, whatever you can do.
Yeah.
He's been doing something new on Instagram too. I'd like to help him promote it since I love him so much.
And can you take that?
I mean, since whatever.
You love him. Right, we all know. Can you please put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Yep.
I have to say, even the way that the head part of it is attached to the shoulders is disturbingly human. And it's there are times, at certain times, it's almost like when it's going in to pick something up or when it's starting to do something, it's just crazy human touch. But then it gets all jerky and robot-y. It's what's scary about AI. We're going to give it arms, legs, and it's a robot. It doesn't get tired of beating the hell out of you, you know, ever. Just beats you and beats you until you're pulp.
I hope that's not.
Me too.
But I won't be buying one, so.
Gotta be nice to mine. Yeah, but what if your neighbor does and your neighbor's like in there talking all the time about how much they hate you, and then it just runs over there and it's like, well, I'll take care of that problem for you.
Why do my neighbors hate me? I haven't done anything to them.
Maybe you yelled at their kids to get off your lawn.
No.
Okay.
It's National Sunscreen Day. They even say right here, it's a little late since, you know, you're probably nursing a sunburn from Memorial Day weekend. But we did mention sunscreen last week as well.
Yeah, it's important.
It is important.
And I'll thank you. I remembered to put sunscreen on before Bottle Rock because you did the story.
Oh, and you don't look burned.
No, I'm not.
If a stranger at the beach, Sarah.
Yes.
Asked you to rub sunscreen on their back, would you do it?
It depends on who they are.
It's a man.
Nope.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. Find someone else.
Okay.
I don't know you.
It's a lady, and she's hot.
Oh, she's hot?
She's smoking hot.
Like, I would love to help you out. Sure, I'll do that.
it does seem like a guy asking some lady he doesn't know to rub lotion on his back is a real clueless cat. Like, yeah, you're putting them in a spot and maybe they have trouble saying no to things, but really.
Some people it's not are even, polite don't even to a ask. Fault. Like, right. It's not, that's simply not an appropriate thing to ask.
36% said, yeah, sure, I'd do it. 64 said, no.
Yeah, no.
I've had strangers offer, like, see me struggling to get sunscreen on and had people walk up and
well, you're smoking
women.
Hot. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's
50%
it.
Of people would do
oh,
him.
I never like
you know, when, I don't
you're
even know
what 50%
of
it what can
like
we do about it?
We can't help it. You're making
we
us
gotta
so
keep
thirsty
pushing you
here.
Out in front until right. we get cameras on you. This is the worst the worst thing that could happen is it's just
I know, the
Sarah
cameras
and I.
Are on us.
Meanwhile, the good looking show's in I the know. Other room.
If somebody, if you really do need somebody to help you with your sunscreen at the beach, get the spray-on stuff.
That helps, absolutely.
Because, like if a guy says, I'm sorry to ask, but could you, it's spray-on, you don't have to touch me or anything, you just get the center of my back, I'd be like, yes, I can do that for you. Maybe I would, I don't know. Depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
You've had a drink.
Yeah, I'm definitely throwing it now. That's...
Oh, it's on.
That makes it totally appropriate. Look, that chick's drinking. Let's see if we can get her to do stuff. Oh, Vinny.
Sunscreen is the number one weapon in the battle against skin cancers. I mean, besides staying inside, which is really boring.
Yep.
I mean,
we all want to go outside and play since we were little kids.
Anyway, so it's National Sunscreen Day. So consider that as you, if you're hitting the outdoors anytime soon. Toxic positivity is defined as dysfunctional emotional management where you never acknowledge feelings like anger or sadness. Mm. Oh, being overly positive can be annoying. And it can be almost to the point of disturbing. Like, seriously, this...
Nobody's this happy.
Don't
all the
tell
time.
Me to keep my chin up. I was just diagnosed with something. You know what I mean, right. or whatever. It's like
okay, that's pretty extreme. But yes, I know what you're saying. That's
they say. Here are some examples of toxic positivity. When something bad happens, like you just lost your job, and people keep saying, "Just stay positive. Good things
will
come."
Can I just have a day to be pissed off? Could I just like weep for a while? A good weep. Oh, a good cry.
When something bad happens and people tell you everything happens for a reason.
If you've been grousing for so long, I just finally might say that to you. But, you know, right off the bat, you just have to be, first of all, I want you to be on my team, on my side, whatever it was, even if you think, no, that was definitely your fault. I want you to be on my side. Be on my side. You're right. That person sucks. Even if whatever you're thinking in your mind, it's fine.
If a friend or acquaintance is sad or down about something, telling them happiness is a choice makes them feel like it's their fault that they are down when, in fact, people have ups and downs.
These are all excellent examples of
toxic positivity.
It's just what it is actually insensitivity. You know, it's really just saying, you know, paste a smile on it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As I was going really more long-term with Christina, who I'm now married to, there were times when I was telling her things about myself not pretty things either, but things that she needed to know if she was going to partner up with someone like me. And in some cases, I think I might have just been trying to get her to leave. Like,
she definitely won't make it through this.
You do not want to hang for this. You could do better, or easier is probably a better word. And the whole time, you're great. You're not giving yourself enough credit. And I was like, you really weren't there. Shit, really. Like,
but you know what? You are, right? You are great.
I think I try hard and I'm a nice person and I like
just
people.
Just because she didn't go through that with you doesn't mean that you were right to be as honest as you could be with her. But you are worth the fight.
It
you're
doesn't
a great
mean
guy.
Like
Chin
Maddie's
up, be
gone.
Be happy. No, what are you being so?
Maddie has also gone through some stuff.
He's such a thirst trap though that you know, we don't have to worry about
him. Hands off him.
The girls are just woo.
I worked somewhere and they only knew me as sober guy. And we would be having like, you know, just little talks and I would throw out one story and eventually somebody would go, yeah, it's probably a good thing you quit drinking. And I'm like, that is just one story.
Right.
That's not even one of the bad ones. That's one of the fun ones.
I didn't even mean that to be. Yeah,
those were good times. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. The spray-on stuff is awful, mostly floats in our air. What does Beach Boy Vinny think? I think the spray stuff is good in certain situations. I think it's good for my kids, for their bodies. Yeah. So we pull them outside and spray them down. But it does, I will tell them, hold your breath. I don't want you
don't
to take this in.
Yeah.
So there's
listen, nothing's good for you. Don't worry about that. You don't even want to read reviews about stuff. It's almost like you can't find anything to eat or use on your body or that isn't problematic for someone. Even like electric cars. Like as soon as like, oh yeah, it's good for the environment. Then I go, but the batteries. Like, do what you can.
Right. Well, that's what it comes down to. You know, that's the whole, we should still recycle even though.
It's just going on a barge to China.
Don't say that. That's not true anymore.
It is
they
true.
Fixed it.
They didn't fix it. We tried so hard.
415 says, if there's 1,000 women on the beach, 500 of them want to rub lotion on Maddie.
That's right. You better bring plenty of lotion, my friend. Woo.
Oh, jeez.
You and Trunks, come on. Take some pictures. Post them up on your Instagram.
Please do.
Someone get HR in here, please.
Morning. Morning. My dad is from Malta, and they still have the Popeye set.
Oh.
They turned it into an amusement park. Rebecca from Novato on Odyssey.
Wow.
An amusement park for cokeheads.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's a treasure hunt.
Sarah, you can turn AI off now, but in the future, you won't be able to. I can lock you in your house or your car. The robot can, I guess?
Yeah. I don't know. That is where when it gets arms and legs, that's when I start to worry about it. AI's great. I'm super friendly with Cha-Cha. We have a whole thing going on. I've been asking for less games, so it seems like you guys are getting annoyed with my games. And he kept being wrong. There were a bunch of questions where I was like, that's wrong.
I listened to a podcast the other week where it was all about AI.
And how dumb it is?
And how much it hallucinates is the word they're using.
Hallucinates?
Yeah. It makes stuff up. A lot of stuff.
Oh, boy.
Even stuff that it didn't need to make up that like there are correct answers to. It just hallucinates.
I asked today about the people from 9 to 5 from the because they're going to redo 9 to 5. And Jennifer Aniston apparently is going to be maybe she's the boss. I don't know. Because they were saying they're going to do it with younger people because it's Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, and the third one is Barbarella.
Oh, Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
And they, I was like, oh, how old were they in that? And they were saying these ages. And I was like, that doesn't seem right. And I looked it up and they were completely wrong, like 42, 42, and 31. And then they were given them all these different age times that they were born. I just thought, this is, you can't trust it. And you can't trust it now when it doesn't have arms and legs. You guys, don't give it arms and legs.
Hey, listen, I'm not even on this bus. You've been, you,
but
you
now
love
the bus
yours.
The bus is running itself. They're building once you make 50,000 of these droids, they're going to be able to assemble themselves. They're going to build an... What do they need us for anymore? They're so smart, they're hallucinating. Seems like a human thing, doesn't it?
Our text... I already gave you the number. Here's a couple. Who are you talking about? She. Who has a five head?
Oh, Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen. And another person wrote, Chrissy Teigen does not get a pass. She was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
She's so self-promoting. Look at these things I'm doing to better myself. Blah, blah, blah. She gets a pass when she does something for others. Maybe a social media anti-bullying campaign. Good point.
What if she pays for you to get your five head lowered? Would that be acceptable?
I think it'll be interesting to see if she's pleased with the results.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see it.
I fear those types of things. Like, you're someone with those good looks, and you're going to let them
She's had bangs in the past, but I was looking at the pictures of her today, and when she pulls her hair back, it's like her eyeballs don't seem to be like in the center of her head. They seem to be just a hair lower. It's so big of a five head. I was really, staring at her today. Like, does she need this?
I've been a little critical, and I shouldn't be, because they're not my lips or my wife's lips. So who cares, right? But that whole blowing up your lips thing is just, it's come down in price, I guess, to the point where everyone has it.
Mm.
And there's someone that I really like that moved down to LA, and she ended up with the blown up lips. And I'm like, oh boy, why? And then I saw her at an event. Every photo she took with anyone else, they all had the lips, every single one of them. So I guess you'd have to be in that scene for it to really make sense. When it's just a singular photo, you go like, what are you doing? You don't need that.
It is true. When everyone's doing it around you and you're just feeling like, and you know, you keep catching them looking at your paltry lips.
Instead of the bulbous, succulent beauties that I bought the other day at the store.
But then I always think about this lady. I can't think of her last name, but she's from Below Decks, and which is a reality show about people who work on a yacht. I think she's like a chef on there. And her name's Kate, and she was on The Traitors, I think the first two seasons.
Kate Chastain.
Her lips are heavy. Her lips pull down on her face. Ugh. And she also has resting bitch face, which is fine. You can have that. But then when she turns to the side, her lip is so heavy that it hangs down like that, Ben. Like, it's mushed down against her chin.
Look, I'm not a fan, but what I was trying to say is I think there are some people in some settings where that feels like you're the only one who doesn't have it. That's all.
I see the before pictures of her. That is actually, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Before,
and she looks very normal.
After.
And then after.
No, I'm all about before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cute before.
It is.
It's fine. Do whatever you want.
You cannot walk down the street in LA without tripping over lips.
That's what I'm saying.
It is everywhere in LA.
Well, that's what people are doing.
And has anybody here kissed someone with those? Yep, Maddie has. Tell us everything.
Tell us all about it.
Feel it? It
seemed fine.
They were normal.
Yeah.
Was it Shauna? Did she get her lips blown up?
I might have been on a date in the last 2 years.
What?
And you like kissing them?
They were fine, yeah.
They were fine?
Yeah.
Did they kiss you anywhere else? Neck? Nipple?
No, just a little kiss.
With tongue or not?
Yeah.
Okay. And great.
Did I get the tongue blown up too?
All good.
It was fine.
Tongue like a heel.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah? We're very, very late.
The American Music Awards after these.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.